This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. Today is the deadline for pre-filing bills for the state legislative session that starts March 10th. So far, more than 600 bills are in. Capital Access reporter Sue Lincoln has been perusing the big stack. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Amy. How are you today?
I'm well. So along with you, the lawmakers of the state have also been perusing this. This is their big homework assignment, isn't it?
Correct. For the next 10 days, they'll be able to absorb what's been filed, take a look ahead of time at what may be coming up in the committees they participate in, and get an idea.
You told me that as you were flipping through this pile that you found that a big chunk of these proposals deal with state retirement systems. The Jindal administration made a stab at retirement reform in 2012. So what did those changes aim to do, and how is it that retirement has wound up back at the top of the legislative agenda again?
Well, what the Jindal administration tried to do was take some of the 14 state-sponsored retirement programs and for incoming personnel, make them like 401k plans, where the individuals contributed an amount and that was what they could pull out when they retired. The state Supreme Court accepted a challenge on that. And they ruled on June 28th, 2013, 3 weeks after the last session ended, that these plans were unconstitutional. Lawmakers have not been in session since, and so now they have to go back and try to fix it some way and make it acceptable to the courts and make it in alignment with what they are allowed to do constitutionally with retirement.
So this keeps happening to the governor. His major reform efforts end up in court being challenged, and he has to come back and do a do-over.
Correct. We're anticipating some do-overs on some of the education reforms that went down in 2012 because of rulings that have said that they were unconstitutional. It made the entire law unconstitutional in one case. That's the case of Act 1, the so-called teacher tenure law. There are bills in the hopper now that will go ahead and reinstitute that, but in simple sections instead of this one omnibus bill, which ended up being part of the problem. The other problem was when it passed and what the votes were. There were a number of technical difficulties with it as far as the Supreme Court was considered. But there are bills in the hopper to basically do over Act 1 and Act 2 of the 2012 legislature, the teacher tenure voucher laws.
Some national debates will also be playing out during this session. Whether or not to raise the minimum wage is on the agenda, and the death penalty. There's a proposal to bring back the electric chair?
Absolutely. What's happened is the medicines, the combination of two drugs that they used for lethal injection, which is our preferred form of execution here in Louisiana, have no longer become available. They've been trying to mix and match other chemicals, other drugs to do it. But before we went to lethal injection, we had the electric chair. The question becomes, and the interesting debate is, if this bill gets any traction to bring back the electric chair for executions, do we build a new one? Do we rewire the old one? How are we going to do that? The other question is, as gun crazy as we are in the state, maybe we should move to a firing squad.
Has there been a proposal filed yet in this pile of 600 or so bills that's been pre-filed to potentially legalize having a firing squad as a possible death penalty method?
No, the only bill that we've seen is House Bill 6 by Representative Lopinto, and that is to bring back the electric chair. There's always questions when it comes to talking about the death penalty, whether we should even continue it, all of those sorts of things. And I imagine that'll be a subtext of the discussion of this bill when it comes up.
Has Governor Jindal given any indication of what proposals in this big pile he'll be mobilizing his administration around?
The one thing he's told us is that he is absolutely categorically opposed to establishing a state minimum wage here in Louisiana. He has also been adamant about not taking on the Medicaid expansion for the Affordable Care Act. And there are actually three different constitutional amendments proposed that would allow we the people to vote on whether we want to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. They've got big hurdles to cross. They've got to, because they're constitutional amendments, they've got to garner a two-thirds vote of the House, a two-thirds vote of the Senate. But as constitutional amendments, they never go to the governor's desk for signature, so they don't have to worry about a gubernatorial veto if they can muster enough votes in the House and Senate to get that on the ballot. And that item would go on the ballot next fall, or this fall, actually, of 2014.
So we could have a very full ballot in the next election.
Yes, we could, because there are the constitutional amendments for the Medicaid expansion. There is also a constitutional amendment by a Republican representative, Brett Guyman of Lake Charles, that would abolish BSEE, that would turn all of the duties and responsibilities of the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education over to the state superintendent, but would make the state superintendent an elected position. And that could see some traction.
Sue Lincoln is WRKF's Capital Access reporter. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.